For this podcast, I'll identify three different styles of sound collage: sequential, narrative, and simultaneous sound collage. The three have a history that goes back before recorded music and goes on till today. I'll play music from all these styles until the 50s, but we'll continue with the works of simultaneous sound collage until today. So sequential sound collage uses an editing technique that is not dissimilar from film editing technique, which later developed to electroacoustic music. The earliest example of this I could find was music in the 15th and 16th centuries known as quadlibet. Originally a Latin term meaning whatever, quadlibets juxtaposed several different melodies in one arrangement, what is known now as a medley. This had mainly a humorous effect, but it served to somewhat alter the cultural context in the listener's mind and therefore used cultural and associative reference as a compositional technique. Throughout the classical period, many composers used successions of different themes in their work. And in the early 20th century, the Dadaists applied cut-up techniques to sound, but it was only in the late 40s that Pierre Schaeffer and Pierre Henry introduced found sound from various objects in field recordings as a compositional element, what was known then as musique concrète. The work of Schaeffer, composer, percussionist Pierre Henry, and sound engineer Jacques Poulin had received official recognition, and the group de Recherche de Musique Concrète was founded. The musical output of the GRM was rich in collage techniques. We're hearing L'Homme, le Créateur et moi-même from Pierre Henry's epic 7-hour and 41-minute composition Mal d'Aurore, which was composed in 50 parts in 1992. Narrative sound collage augments a particular rhythm, musical, and narrative theme with a non-instrumental sound. This way of using sound in music was borrowed from theatre. Radio drama began broadcasting in the mid-20s, and in 1929, filmmaker and media artist Walter Ruthman, created the piece Weekend,
Hallo.
A narrative collage using sound effects, music, and words.
Hallo.
Ionization from 1931, Edgar Varèse used various objects that have not been previously used in orchestral work, such as hand-cranked sirens and whips. He insisted that we have to enrich our musical alphabet. Musical comedies such as Spike Jonze's works from the early 40s to the 60s introduced theatrical sound effects as part of the instrumentation in the track.
Through the window I would like to throw her out, but I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen. I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill, and of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Since the 1960s, two sound collage styles have been prominent in mainstream music, from the Beatles to hip-hop and bastard mashups. Cinematic experience also brought sound collage to the ears of the wider public. And so we arrive at the third style, which is the focus of this program. It's a simultaneous sound collage, which superimposes different musical sources over each other and is often referred to as cacophony. The earliest example I found was Charles Ives. Charles Ives' comedy movement in his Fourth Symphony was written between the years of 1910 and 1916. It uses overlapping thematic material. The complexity of the movement means that more than one conductor is usually required. The Dadaists and the Futurists were interested in manipulating sound with technology long before manipulation became common practice. Marinetti composed five pieces for radio performance in the 1930s that prefigured experiments in musique concrète 15 years later. Futurist and Dada artists such as Marcel Duchamp, Marinetti, and Luigi Russolo were experimenting with integrating various different sound sources along with music and speech. Poems of literal spontaneity were performed by the Dadaist, most notably by Tristan Tzara and Richard Huelsenbeck. This scene in the avant-garde was coined as simultaneity, and the poems were expressing an instantaneous awareness of things happening at once at one time in space.
My great room is mine at my
Britta!
Where do you have set him yet aufgetan?
Der feine Vögel
ist kein Spahn. Wer was er braucht?
I love the
Hinge
im Klosett zum Meister.
Was er nötig ist.
I love to be a man.
Ahoi, ahoi, ahoi.
Que j'avais loué dans l'église après la messe, le pêcheur dit à la comtesse. Adieu, ma fille.
Fils!
And when it's time
ah.
to talk and tease
her, oh,
I like to have kicked my
heels. Je ne fais qu'un appui comme la fuite de la
mortelle.
Je ne sais pas,
c'est qu'un
singe.
Everybody, everybody is
doing
it. Doing it.
Everybody is doing it.
Doing it.
Doing it.
Doing it.
In 1951, John Cage composed a score for 12 radios, 24 performers, and one conductor. Imaginary Landscapes, number 4.
Well done, back. Increase.
The Williams mixed by composer John Cage. Cage made a realization of the work in 1952 and 1953 with the assistance of Earl Brown, Lewis and Bebe Baron, David Tudor, Ben Johnston, and others. It's a work of 8 tracks of quarter-inch magnetic tape. The score is a pattern for the cutting and splicing of the sounds recorded on the tape. The sounds are in 6 categories: city sounds, country sounds, electronic sounds, manually produced sounds, wind-produced sounds, and small sounds which need to be amplified. Pitch, timbre, and loudness are notated as well. Approximately 600 recordings are necessary to make a version of the piece. The compositional means were I Ching chance operations. In 1959, video artist Nam June Paik performed his composition Homage à Jean Cage. The performance combined a pre-recorded collage of music and sound with on-stage sounds created by people, a chicken, a motorcycle, and various objects.
Yeah! Gut gemacht, Herr Gerhard.
Hymnen is a piece by Karlheinz Stockhausen, made in 1966 and 67. It is made up of anthems from countries around the world, layered over each other in varying qualities and modulations. The idea was simply a sonic union of the world by uniting the country's anthems as a response to the American invasion of Vietnam. Psychedelia shot into mass consciousness with kaleidoscopic patterns. Simultaneous sound collages were less conceptual and much more musical. This is Bernard Parmigiani from Pop Eclectic. In 1968, I recognized Pink Floyd. I'm gonna play the whole track. Number nine. 1968 was also the year John Lennon composed Revolution No. 9 for the Beatles' White Album. The main section was Lennon performing a live mix from tape loops running on machines in all three studios at Abbey Road. Overdubs were added later by George Harrison and Yoko Ono.
Right. financial imbalance, the Watusi, the twist,
Eldorado.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
Dead.
What?
Maybe even then you could pose your son in this so difficult to bear.
In 1970, Pink Floyd composed a soundtrack for Michelangelo Antonioni's Zabriskie's Point. This piece from the soundtrack is called Heartbeat Pygmy. The psychedelic potential of sound collage was used by Timothy Leary. In his album 7-Up with Ashra Temple, we can hear superimposed layers of music, like in this section from the track Space.
Oh,
sun is on the rise. Velvet Mama.
Velvet Mama.
Silken wheel.
Silken wheel.
Satin daddy.
Satin lover.
Let's make a little deal. Velvet Jean.
Know what that means?
One.
So the first part of A History of Sound Collage ends with the psychedelic 60s. Check out part 2 to hear what followed.